Awaken your intellectual process with the nature of your well-being. Open your sleepy eyes and rise from the laziness of a lethargic mind to 10 minutes of get up and get your day started in a positive direction that begins with a smile on your face. Now, it may be funny, cool, or inspiring, but it will not be tiring. Because if it's bringing you down, you don't need it around. So, drop the negative thought, whatever it may be, and let's get it cracking on the positive. Open your intellectual process to the true spiritual nature of your being, and your conscious awareness will realize wisdom. Now, move your body as we practice mental karate to keep it cracking all day long. Taki Hicks with a mission to inspire and empower the will to lives of vision, action, persistence, accomplishment, wealth, and contribution through a never-ending quest for the discovery and application of truth and freedom. Let me crack.
I stopped trying to figure out the how, that things just began to come together, and I've just been blessed to be put in positions and given unique opportunities to actually help so many people in ways I would have never dreamed possible. And now, at the nice young age of 46, it's just getting better, you know, and I talk to people and I'm able to, you know, for one, listen to people and really feel them, you know, feel them on their level and actually provide solutions for those people. But, you know, a lot of people think that I'm just, you know, providing those solutions. But in reality, I'm learning from those people. You know, I'm learning from people I talk to. I'm learning from people I interact with. I'm learning from people I associate with. And I learn so much. And I may not say it in the conversation. In fact, in person, I'm pretty much a quiet, shy type person because, you know, I don't like to let any of my words fall to the ground. I want to make what I say count. So I'm few with a lot of words, but when I feel what I say can help someone, then hey, that's what I do. Just like this show. I mean, I gained so much wisdom through the years and everything I've been through and all the rough times I've had has given me experience as well as wisdom, and I choose to share it in this way, using technology, you know, hence the name Digital Wisdom. And so, back to what I'm saying about learning from people. In fact, yesterday I was talking to someone and they listened to my show. They said, you know, is that it? And I was like, well, it's just a 10-minute show. I don't know Should it be more? And, you know, I didn't ask that question. That was what I was asking in my head. But, you know, I had to ask myself that in my heart. And perhaps I do need to give more. I have to always be improving. That's one thing about life and success. You always have to improve on your best. You always have to do your best. You always have to reach higher. And so I plan on putting a little bit more content, focus, and concentration into these shows as well. You know, I put that in everything I do, in school, at work, everything I do, my family, everything. I have to be shooting for the next level. That's what I feel it is. I've got to give my personal best at all times. And that being said, this show could possibly be a lot longer, and hopefully that is an improvement to the people who listen, as well as me listening to myself and motivating myself, which was kind of like why I started doing this show every weekday. But, you know, I learned this from somebody else. I learned this from talking to somebody else and listening and feeling where they were coming from, which is important because it's not about me. It's not all about me. In fact, I'm amazed a lot of times at where I am now as compared to where I come from and what I've been through. You know, coming up in life, you know, personally, I didn't have a real father figure, so to speak. You know, my father was around, but he wasn't there. That's another story. But, you know, I grew up pretty much as a weirdo, or whatever you want to call it. I was a strange kid. And, you know, a lot of that continued on through my adulthood, trying to find myself and trying to figure out what exactly I'm here for and what's going on in my life and so many things I've done and being a jack of all trades and master of none. I mean, just everything. But now it's coming together and I'm understanding my journey. And in that, I'm finding that, hey, this is a beautiful thing, and everything that happened for a reason, and it is the reason I am in the position I'm in today, and I'm thankful for that. And I just don't want to be taken as someone that has done anything extraordinary or out of the ordinary. It's just been the journey, you know, the path that I'm on, and I'm finally on track with that, and I'm harmonized with what I say, what I do, and what I think, and it all is harmonized finally in life. And it's a beautiful thing, because once you find that in your life, once you find that perfect harmony, everything comes together, you know, and work kind of becomes play. So I'm having fun with this. I'm having fun building my team and my network, and my family is chipping in, and everybody that's coming up and stepping up to the plate in what I do and helping and supporting me, I do really appreciate that, and I appreciate all the people that's listening. And, you know, I just want to say I'm going to give you more. I'm going to put out more. I'm going to strive for more in what I do and what I give to people. So that said, I guess I can end it now and get out. I got to get out and get into my day, get into my morning, and do my thing. It is Friday, though. Yes, yes, yes. It is Friday, February the 6th, 2015, and it's been recorded this day in history. Once again, I put it down. And kept it cracking. You keep it cracking all day and all weekend long. Be sure to check out my show tomorrow evening, Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, where I will be continuing last week's show, hopefully with a little more professionalism and a little more quality content. Definitely hit me up tomorrow evening. Conversations with Intelligent Black Men, my pilot show, my flagship show, or whatever they call it. I'm trying to be professional, y'all. Bear with me. Anyway, definitely hit me up at workwithtyki.com, sponsored by fishstickbudget.com. And that's it. You know I got to get out of here and leave you with that beat to move your feet, get your blood flowing, and keep your day going, keeping you in the mix. Hey, what's up, 916? I'm coming at you. I'm getting out of this dough, and I'm about to see you on the street.
along for 7:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every weekday for 10 minutes of Get Up and Get Your Day Started Right in a positive, inspirational direction. Get your day cracking weekday mornings, 7:30